Okay, Perek Chof Aleph. The Levim come to Yeshua Ben Nun requesting to have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. The Ori Levim, as we know, the Levim don't have a regular chelik in Eretz Yisrael. The pasuk repeats itself many times that the Levim don't have a chelik v'nachalo, but there are cities called Ori Levim. And those 42 cities were designated for the use of the Levim, and that's what they came to ask. They came by Vayigshu Roshei Ovos Alevim Eloz Hakoyin Yeshua Ben Nun, Vayidabru Aleim Hashem Tziva Biyad Moshe Loseis Lanu Orim Losheves. It's an interesting type of request, meaning it's hard to understand why the Levim were not given a regular Yerusha. At the same time, the Levim were given a Yerusha. They were given Ori Levim. So it's, on the one hand, we're telling the Levim they should get no Yerusha in Eretz Yisrael. On the other hand, they have all these cities. And even when the Levim make the request, Lo seis lanu orim losheves, to give us cities to live in. I mean, isn't that what everybody has a city for? Meaning, manishtane levim from everybody else. Why do everybody else have a city to live in? What's the difference of levim? Levim are coming with a request. We were promised from Moshe Rabbeinu that we should, Hashem gave a tzivui biad Moshe, that we should be given orim losheves. The way the pasuk reads, Klal Yisrael now come, and they give the Levim these Orim. So it seems, what's strange is, it seems that this could have been done normal. Meaning, just like the whole Eretz Yisrael was divided with a Goyrel, every Shevet had a Goyrel, and they got a Deyash in a certain part in Eretz Yisrael, the Levim should have gotten the same. Now, if the Eibishter didn't want the Levim to have a city of their own, let's say the Eibishter would have wanted the Levim should live throughout Klal Yisrael, no problem. But that's not. The fact is, the Levim had their own cities. So why was it done Moshe Kapoya? First, Klal Yisrael get the whole Eretz Yisrael. Levim don't Yarsha. And now Klal Yisrael, Vayitnu Bnei Yisrael HaLevim Inachlosam HaPi Hashem. And now there was Vayitnu Goyer. That's what makes it Mamish Moshe Kapoya. There's a Goyrel again now. Which families of the Levim got which cities? There was a Goyrel. So why didn't it happen regular? Pasuk says, Vayetze Goyrel Mishpachos Kohasi, with Kohos and Gershon and Merari. Basically, regular Goyrelos process. So what's the whole point of this whole Dre, that the Levim don't get a chelik in Eretz Yisrael? But then they do get, they don't get directly, they get from Klal Yisrael, but then there's a Goyrel giving it out anyway. Very strange. The Kleoker over here makes a fascinating observation. His observation is that the way the Goyrel worked for the Levim to get their cities, it was like a nace, that the Levim were awarded their land based on their chashivas. The Kleoker says as follows, Higir Apela. The Torah here is telling us a Pela. What's the Pela? Shechelek b'nei Aaron sheyotza rishoyna. He says, Hoyol of Nei Kohas Sheheim noisei ha'orain v'yoyser me'ulim. So says the Kleoker, if you want to see what a ness happened here, that the Goyrel went exactly according to their level of Cheshivas. Kohos came first, just like in Parshas Nosai. Gershon comes second. And then lastly, Merari. As I zokt, this is what he says. So I'm going to share with you a machshava to answer this question, to really answer the whole difficulty here. Why Levim didn't get a chelik, and they did get a chelik, Gershon, Kasim, Merari. So let's touch on one thing about Gershon, Kasim, Merari. Gershon, Kasim, Merari is the order of the way they were born. Gershon was a b'chor, Kasim was number two, and Merari was number three. L'maisa, when it came to give out the avoidus halavim, Kohos came before. Right? It says, Nosei b'nei Gershon gam heim. So Chazal tell us they were second. Gershon was second to Kohos. And Taka, Kohos was the one that carried Orem. And that's what the Kleyok are saying over here. That's why the girl miraculously went in the order of the Cheshivas. Kohos came first. Right? So the obvious question is, why was Kohos Zoyche, if they were second, normally we go by the B'chol? This is not my kasha. The Ramban al-Atari has this kasha. The Ramban al-Atari has this kasha, and really the Ramban is alluding to a Medrash. The Medrash asks the question. The Medrash asks, why did Kohos carry the Oren? Gershon should have carried the Oren. The B'chol. So the Medrash says that really Gershon should have carried on. And why did it go to Kohos? Because Kohos had a special schus that their Einik Lach were Moshe and Aaron. Kohos was Zoyche to have Moshe and Aaron. So because Kohos had Moshe and Aaron, they were privileged that their descendants carried the Aaron. The problem with this Medrash is that this Medrash is answering the question with another question. Because Hogufa Kasha. So why did Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron come out of Kohos and not come out of Gershon? Because they got zapped twice. You're asking me why they got zapped once. Why did Gershon not carry the Aaron? Why were they passed over? And it went to Kohos. You know what the answer is? They got zapped again. Because they got Moshe and Aaron Kohos and Gershon didn't. Hogufa Kasha. What's pshat in that? What's going on? So the answer, Rabbi Yisrael, I think, is very partial. I always say when we learn Parsha Shmois that Levi named all of his sons based on the Tzoros of Klal Yisrael. Some of you may remember, I said that's the godless of Shevet Levi, that even though they weren't Avodim, he's the only one that named his sons after the Tzoros of Klal Yisrael. So Gershon is Al Shem, Klal Yisrael are Gerim. There's in a strange land. Kohos, Al Shem Shehoyu Shineim Keis, because their teeth were rattling, meaning from the hard work, their teeth were rattling. And Merori, Al Shem Vayimoru Eschayim Bavoidokosh. That's in Chazal. That's where Levi came up with these three names. Really gives you an idea how Levi was Zoyche to have what he had, that when he had a Simcha, when you have a child, that's the biggest simcha in a person's life. What's he thinking? Klai Yisrael's Tzoros. And he's naming his kids after those Tzoros. What Klai Yisrael are going through. Okay, is there a difference between these names? So I would say there's a very big difference between these names. Gershon is most obvious. When a person is out of his country, he's in exile. Everybody sees that. Everybody understands that's goals. You're a ger. You're a stranger in a strange land. Fine. That's ger. Merari. That's also pretty visible. Difficult work. It's not as visible as ger. Because sometimes a person has a hard job. He's not in goals. But this was very hard work. That's what merari represents. What about Shineim Keis? Shineim Keis, the example I would give is, if somebody is going through a physical hardship, it's very easy to get help for them. Hatzola, somebody falls down, they're bleeding. Ambulance, Hatzola, Sekum, Tzoleift. If somebody has an emotional difficulty, that's very hard to get help for. Very hard to get help. If you have to seek help, but only somebody who's very close to you could see you going through a hard time. Because it's not visible. You have to know the person and care about them and be able to say, I see they look like they're going through a hard time. That's a much higher level. To be able to see that somebody emotionally needs help, that's a much higher level. Listen, there are people that are trained to be able to kriech into somebody else's neshama, to know what's going on. But the truth is, it's not so much the training. You have to care. If you really, really care, you know what's going on by yena inside. What represents the inside of the body? It's a beferish gemara. The gemara says that you're not allowed to do refuah on Shabbos. You're not allowed to take medication on Shabbos unless the person's a chayla, nafal, a mishkav, or unless the illness is in their body. It's halal aguf. There's some kind of illness that's in your body, it's brewing in your body, like an infection. So what part of the body represents the inside? Menashinayim viliftim. Anything from the teeth inward, that's called the inside of the body. Anything outward, that's the chitzoinis. So I want to say a simple idea. When Levi named his children, I'm naming his children, he was giving them a mission. You Gershon, you have to be sensitive to Klal Yisrael that are in Golos. You Merari, you have to be sensitive to Klal Yisrael's hard labor. And you Koz, you have to kriech harayin into Klal Yisrael's neshama. The tzoras that you can't see. That's your mission. Now we understand why Koz was zoicha to have a Moshe of Aaron. Because in order to be manhigim of Klal Yisrael, yeah, it's not enough just to be care about the outside. You have to care what's going on in the tchunas hanefesh of Klal Yisrael. And that's the reason why Kohos was zeicha to Moshe Aharon. And that's why Kohos was zeicha to be noisei Aharon, as Chazal tells us. Now we come to Chalukas Aretz. A Levi has to understand that his job is to serve Klal Yisrael. That's his job. If his job is to serve Klal Yisrael, he has to understand that he doesn't really have his own land. He doesn't have his own land. He's here for Klal Yisrael. The halacha is that if I'm working for somebody, I'm working on a farm, right? The halacha is that the owner of the farm has to feed me. Not only has to feed me, a poil's oichel mitoich malachtei. That means if somebody hires me to take care of his vineyard, I can eat along the way as I'm cutting the vineyard, I can eat from the vineyard. The Gemara talks about being kone l'kone. That's the halacha. That worker who's eating is not the pshat that this is his own food. The balabayas who hires him to work in recognition of the fact that he's working for him has to supply him with food. The lady has to understand that his rights are really gleaned from the fact that he's serving Klal Yisrael. He doesn't have his own land. That's not his job. That's why the way the land was given to Klal Yisrael was Moshe Kapoya. Klal Yisrael didn't give Levim their own independent land. The land was given to Klal Yisrael. And now the lady understands that those Jews that they're devoted and dedicated to will supply them with what they need to serve Klal Yisrael. And that's the lashon that the Levim use. And they say, Tziva biyad Moshe lo seis lanu orim lo shevas. We're not here to have our own land. Vayitnu v'nei Yisrael ha-Levim in achlosa. That's why we know that the 42 cities of the Levim were Orim Miklot. Orim Miklot. What does that mean? That when you have a Ritzeich has to run somewhere, as we spoke about yesterday, people not running to have a Ritzeich should move in. Today there's a whole thing, if somebody's a predator or has some kind of violation against them for abuse, so they get identified. They move into the community, they're identified, they're starred, that this person is a convict. You got to know to be careful from this guy. Even after they're let out of prison, there's something hanging on them. Communities are not looking to bring these kind of people into the community. Every now and then I get somebody comes to me in shul and tells me, you should know that guy, this guy in the back, he has some kind of case against him. Right? It's happened over the years too many times. Once is too many times, right? So, who's going to take Reitzchim? The Levium. Because the Levium are there for Klal Yisrael. So the 42 cities of the Levium are also there for Reitzchim to run to. That's a lady has to understand. He's not there for himself. His territory is for Klal Yisrael. And the most needy of Klal Yisrael, and the most unwanted of Klal Yisrael, they belong in the Arei Levium. That's where they go. They go to Arei Levium. So now it's Bedik to Godel, what the Klal Yisrael is telling us. Klal Yisrael is saying, it's a mess that the Godel came, he says, it was a Pella. Lotzeis ha-Godel barishoin to B'nai Kohos. But the way we're learning, it's Kivaldik. It's the same Yisoid. The Yisoid is that Kohas was the one that was most dedicated to Klal Yisrael. So they're the first Mishpoche to get Ari Elavim. They set the standard of what a Levi's job taka is. Okay.